If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Back in the Sports Bar, it's Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us. Excited to have Thad Brown from News 8 on with us as well to talk about this potential schedule that we're looking at here for the Buffalo Bills, which might set up nicely for a playoff run once again. And Thad, before we talk about the Bills, speaking of playoff runs, the Amerks on the precipice of doing something special here. North Division Final getting underway tonight, Blue Cross Arena. Laval, the opponent in this unbelievable, unprecedented layoff that the team has gone through. And now we finally get to see him back on the ice for game one tonight.
It is weird, man. It doesn't feel like hockey season is still going, even though we've all been talking about it for 2 weeks. But to, like, suddenly play a game now since they haven't played in 13 days, which, you know, to your point, I did the research. It's been 33 years in any pro league that a team has had 33 or 13 days off during a playoff. So, you know, the guys can talk about how, yeah, we've done it before, Christmas break, holiday break in college, whatever. This is something that most teams don't ever have to go through. And, you know, I got to figure there's going to be some sort of impact. Now, maybe it's not a big deal, and it could be good. You know, one of the other things that I did in going through the research of teams that have big breaks, in the AHL, any team that's had 11 days off or more in a playoff, there's been 17 of them in the last 100 years or whatever. Of those 17, 10 went on to win the cup. Mm. But of the other seven, six lost in the next round. Mm. So, it, you know, either a team is ready to go and rested and it helps, or it just takes them totally out of, you know, what they do and they get bounced. And I think that might be what we're looking at, because this Laval team is really, really good too. They were number one in the league for a reason. So it's all kinds of good storylines. I'm just glad we get to finally see some hockey. You know, it's about bleeping time.
Yeah, I'm shocked that it's here. I, like, what is this format? First of all, I wish there was a best of seven. It's a developmental league. Okay, they got to go best of five, but how's that work for, like, a team like Laval? If you lose, you could have fewer gates than the Amerks here. Your thoughts on just this kind of wonky schedule, at least from this divisional round format?
You're talking about, like, playing the Amherst getting two at home and then going to Laval for three?
Yeah, usually, like, it's Syracuse and Rochester at 2-2-1. This and every other matchup in this round at 2-3.
Yeah, it's primarily a cost-cutting thing. It just doesn't – it forces – it allows teams not to have to travel twice. Now, like, you know, the Amherst and Laval are like, 5 hours of a drive, so you could bus it. But, like, if you look through – and I don't have the – I'm going to call it up in front of my computer right now. But the other matchups – are all pretty much flights, I think. Hershey and Charlotte.
Abbotsford,
and
Colorado,
Texas. Yeah. So what you're doing, you know, the Amherst one, you can get away with busing in between if you wanted to, but those other ones are so far away, it'd be a plane. So now you're only taking one plane instead of making teams take two. And you know, for the best of seven rounds, they'll do those 2-3-2 for that reason too, to make them not go keep going back and forth for 5, 6, and 7 like you'd have to in the NHL. So that's all that's about. You know, even in the first round, Laval played Cleveland, and, you know, Cleveland's obviously a few hours further away, and they did 2-3 in that round, even though the Amerks did 2-1-1-1, and you can do that, or 2-2-1, I'm sorry, because, you know, Rochester and Syracuse are so close.
Thad, we know that this roster is stacked. You've got Yuri Kulik, you've got Devin Levi playing the way he's been playing all season long. I wanted to get your impression on first-year head coach Mike Leone. We have the opportunity to talk to him every week. And I, you know what? I just think he's such a departure from what we became used to with Seth. Not, and I'm not saying that as a negative. He's just a different breed of cat, and it sure seems like this roster, this locker room, really buys into what he's selling.
I totally agree on everything you're saying there, in that this is not, I don't want to say this is the anti-Seth Appert, but this is a significant departure, and I thought so from the first moment I met him back in, you know, the Amherst golf tournament over the summer last year. It's, you know, whereas Seth Appert was kind of like the Pat Riley of the AHL, you know, the hair was ready to go, just consummate, you know, communicator, professional, always in charge. Leone's a little more of a down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth kind of guy. You know, he's someone who's going to chill in the locker room, talk to the guys. And I'm not saying that's how he is, but that's the image that he presents. And, you know, clearly, look, he's undefeated in the playoffs, so it's got to be working. And the other thing, you know, as much as I think we both are, I think, I don't want to say impressed, because, you know, we're one round into a playoff series, but I've certainly liked the same as you what I've seen so far. But let's see when the adversity hits. Let's see, you know, if they lose tonight and they're down 0-1 with one home game and three road games left to go, well, then what do we get from Mike Leone? You know, it's one thing to look at a guy who's kind of, you know, cruised to a playoff spot and won the first round in a sweep where, you know, the goalie hasn't given up a goal in 156 minutes. You know, there are a lot of people that are good coaching that kind of team. What happens when adversity hits? Because, you know, if it's going to be LaValle, and if the Amherst get past them, it'll probably be Hershey after that. There's going to be some tough going. That's when we're really going to find out about what Mike Leone is as a coach.
Yeah, Thad Brown, News 8, Game 1 tonight we'll have here on the Fam Rochester. It's such a busy night here, Thad, because you got Knicks, Celtics, certainly. And then you have the NFL schedule, and you know, today is not like you know, other years. It's the same as other years, where we're getting leaks, we're getting, you know, reports of some of these dates. Let's just start here with the Bills schedule. Your reaction to, hey, Thad, you don't have to worry about the Bills playing on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day.
That is all that matters in my world. I mean, if I can get my holidays free, that's a win. I don't care about anything else. You can give me a 4-game road trip. You can send me back and forth from Brazil to Madrid to, you know, Kansas City. I don't care. If the Bills don't play Christmas and Thanksgiving, then the schedule's a win. And you know, really, as popular a product as the Bills are, and as much as the NFL seems to want to drive Christmas as a new, you know, standalone football day or an important football day, every year the Bills don't get scheduled on Christmas feels like stealing. And, you know, I think at some point it's going to happen. Now, maybe because the Chiefs really want that game or that day and they got it again this year, maybe they don't want to take two AFC powers and put them on the same day. I don't know. I'm just, you know, kind of throwing stuff out there. But from the Bills' point of view, you know, not playing on Christmas, man, I am super happy.
Thad, looking at what we believe is going to be the schedule, when you kind of gather all of the leaks that are out there and all the reports that have already occurred, man, this schedule looks so favorable for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, there are little nitpicky things, if you want to say the bye might be too early in week 7, or you wish you could have played Cincinnati earlier in the year. I view this as a ceiling of a 2-loss team and maybe a floor of a 5-loss team, when you consider that they're really, just on paper, isn't really a gauntlet like we've seen in years past.
Yeah, they don't have the road schedule this year, and this is even before we saw the order in which they were in. There were not many teams that the Bills were going to play on the road that you really were intimidated by. It's really just probably Houston and Pittsburgh, and if you think anybody in the division, you know, could be scrappy just because it's the division game. The home games are obviously different. You know, you got Cincinnati, you got Baltimore, you got Philly, you got the Chiefs, obviously. So there are certainly some landmines in there. And, I mean, I know you're saying 5 losses in the floor. I could see the Bills being a 10-7, 11-6 team. It's not impossible. There are, you know, again, a group of teams on there. I mean, the team that went, 10-7 a couple years ago lost to the Jets and Patriots. And I think both those division teams, and the Dolphins too, will be enough of a pain in the neck to be not the walkover they were last year. But to your point, yeah, I think Bills fans and the team should be pretty excited how this lays out. The unofficial league schedule, you open at home against Baltimore, tough game for sure. But after that, Jets on the road, Dolphins, then a 3-game homestand, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Atlanta on the road, who, you know, maybe they'll be tough, then the bye, then Carolina. I mean, if the Bills win that home game against Baltimore, 7-0 is very much in play for this team heading into that Chiefs game. Now, look, the second half of the schedule, you know, Chiefs, Dolphins, Bucks, Texans, Steelers, Bengals, that's a tough run. It's not impossible to win some games in there, but especially with the Miami game and you know, with four of those or three of those on the road, that'll be kind of the gauntlet, if you will, of the schedule. But I like the fact that the Bills, you open with a big name team, you open at home, you play four of your first five at home, you know, your bye is week seven. I mean, the Bills only have two road trips before the end of October, before week eight. So there's an opportunity here for this team to get rolling right off the bat.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With that, even if like the Bills lose once, right, heading into the game against Kansas City and say Kansas City's undefeated, you take care of business against the Chiefs, then you are in the Capper seat. Your thoughts here on does this also lay out for, hey, it's not just about winning the division. It's actually getting that number one seed, something that Buffalo, you know, in this era of Sean McDermott and Josh Allen, they haven't yet to accomplish.
Yeah, and that should be the goal for the regular season because, you know, last year when we looked at the division, it looked like the Dolphins and the Jets were real contenders. Didn't turn out that way. This year, though, although I think the floor of the division is better. I think the Jets are better. I think the Patriots could be a lot better. I don't think there is a legitimate contender to really take the division title from the Bills. I would be stunned outside of a Josh Allen injury if the Bills are not the AFC East champs again. So that makes the goal the one seed. And I'll tell you what, guys, right this second, you know, the Chiefs offseason hasn't blown me away. They didn't use a first-round pick on a tackle. I thought they needed to address the offensive line a little more. I think the weapons group is better, but this is not Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in his prime. To me, I think the team that's the biggest threat for the number one seed is Baltimore. I think that, you know, this is still a team that's close to the stacked machine that they were last year. You know, unless Derrick Henry falls off a cliff, their run game is going to be ridiculous, and it's not just about Lamar and Derrick Henry. It's what they do schematically. It's what they do with the offensive line. All those pieces should not be changing for the most part. So, you know, you want to talk about having an inside track to the number one seed. To me, I don't know if it's about week nine, and I'm sure I shouldn't be overlooking the Chiefs. To me, it's about winning that first game, that game against Baltimore, you know, to open the season.
And back to Kansas City, I mean, you know, to the point we made earlier, this is going to be a weary team. They're going to Brazil week one. They're going to play Thanksgiving. They're playing on Christmas. I mean, they are getting the same primetime treatment that the Bills are getting. They're just getting it more spread out through the season where the Bills feel like their primetime schedule, and by the way, a three-game homestead at the beginning of the season before they hit their bye.
Yeah, and the Chiefs, I think, at least when it comes to the primetime part of it, they're probably used to that. And the Bills will have, you know, one thing, nice thing about the Bills is that once you get to the bye in week seven, they're playing Sunday afternoon for what, for eight or nine of the next 10.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you know, that's an opportunity to really get into a nice routine. You got the Thursday game in the middle, so that'll, you know, be a little bit of an interruption, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good things to like about, you know, this schedule, but I think your point about the Chiefs being a little beaten up, this is a team that's been in the Super Bowl the last 3 years, you know, so that's a lot of games. And at some point that's going to take a toll. And that's another reason why, you know, now look, Kansas City's going to probably be in the playoffs almost certainly. And when you get to January, I don't care, you know, what Kansas City has, how beat up they are, they're the team that's going to be the pain in the neck. But until then, we're talking about getting the one seed, and I don't see the Chiefs as a primary, you know, foe for that for all the reasons we talked about, for what they've done in the offseason, for what their schedule has been like and could be like. You know, to me, I think it's Buffalo and Baltimore at the top.
Yeah, we're talking to Thad Brown, Sports Director, News 8. Another way to kind of look at it is through the lens of, okay, is Josh Allen the better quarterback? And in the majority of these, he is. And he would be in a game week 13 in Pittsburgh. Who's the quarterback on the other side for that game, Thad?
Probably Aaron Rodgers. You know, I still don't think Pittsburgh rolls into the season with Mason Rudolph. I wouldn't totally rule out a Kirk Cousins trade. But, you know, the Steelers, I think, have realized that they are kind of in, you know, we talk about quarterback purgatory. The Steelers are somewhere worse than that. I don't know where that is. But where they've been with the quarterback and trying to, you know, take a pretty good roster and put something functional at the top of that has you know, I think in some ways the Steelers have kind of done it to themselves. The Kenny Pickett selection probably was a little bit of a reach, and, you know, we know that now, obviously. But they're in a weird spot where they just don't have the guy to run the show, you know, when they have everything else. And I don't think you want to at least give yourself a chance with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who is he what he was 3 years ago as an MVP? No. Is he better than Mason Rudolph? I think for darn sure. So I think there's somebody better coming down the pike. I just don't know who it's going
to
be.
Thad, when we look at the schedule, talk about quarterback purgatory, it's fair to believe that when we get to week 16, the Bills have to travel to Cleveland, that the Bills will be in far greater shape for their season as far as how they're progressing towards a postseason berth versus where Cleveland might be by week 16. And Gene and I were having some fun thinking that might end up being a 10th home game for the Buffalo Bills if things play out the way we think they could.
Potentially, yeah. I think Cleveland would have to be pretty bad. I mean, you know, the Browns have a pretty strong fan base. We'll see. The other thing, too, with Cleveland, it won't take much to get them. Like, if Shedeur Sanders looks reasonable, assuming he's even a starter, say weeks 10 through 13, then Cleveland fans will be excited about that. I mean, you know, the bar is not high for them, as it shouldn't be. So I'm not going to just assume, you know, the Bills will have an extra home game. Then they'll have a number of those throughout the year, as they always do. But yeah, the potential is there for that to be Buffalo at 13-2 or whatever, and Cleveland at 3-something, and for it to be almost an organized scrimmage for the Bills.
Thad Brown from News 8. We also have this being the last year of Highmark here. And Thad, my question is, like, hey, they didn't do this with the Rochester Red Wings back in the day, but looking at that new stadium and all these pictures coming out of it, that thing's going to be done before the end of this season, the way it's going.
It looks that way. Yeah, I know. I'm sure that there are a number of, I mean, the technology that goes into a facility like that these days is probably more than most of us can imagine. So yeah, will the building and the seats be in? Sure. But will it be Wi-Fi ready? Will it be able to accommodate the 60 cameras and the goal line cam and all the other wiring that goes in? I'm not sure about that. Will the grass even be grown, you know, for that reason? So I'm sure there's lots of good reasons why, you know, not to want to use the stadium. But yeah, I mean, one of the fun things about covering that team every week is seeing weekly progress updates every time I drive by that stadium. And, you know, I'll look forward, I haven't been back in a while, obviously. I'll look forward to, you know, going out maybe the next couple of weeks or certainly in the fall to see where it's at. But everything seems to be on course. A little bit of a cost overrun from a few months ago, but not to be expected, and very excited to see what the final product looks like.
And Thad, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the NFL draft. I wanted to get your take on the Bills rookie class, and if you had any thoughts from rookie camp last weekend.
Yeah, nothing big on rookie camp. I mean, it's guys in shorts and helmets. There's not a whole lot to take, especially when, you know, there are no other professionals on the field. But in terms of who the Bills drafted, I thought the Bills did what they had to do. You know, you address defense, you add some speed with the first round pick, Maxwell Hairston, then you hit D-line over and over and over. This draft class was not going to have stars. And that's the rough part for the Bills, because what they really need is that elite A player that can change things. And you know, even picking at 30, even if there were stars in this draft, you probably weren't going to get that. And this draft was not full of them. So what you do instead is you give yourself multiple opportunities. You, as Brandon Bean says all the time, create competition. Try and, you know, if you have so many guys out there that have talent, perhaps that forces or it lifts someone into becoming a more elite player. Or you just, you know, give yourself more lottery tickets to perhaps, you know, hit that big winner. And I thought that was the best strategy. I mean, TJ Sanders is a guy that fits the Bills. you know, taller, good pass rusher. I like Deion Walker as a potential run stuffer. You know, Landon Jackson to me was a good big swing, you know, edge rusher. So the Bills checked all the boxes, which is what Brandon Bean has always been good at. You know, if you had like a list of moves that make sense, if that was a stat somewhere, the Bills would lead that almost every offseason. They just do the right thing, the thing that's logical, the thing that's going to help the team. You know, the problem is that at this point, they're like a 9.7 out of 10, and to get that extra 0.3, you need a Joey Bosa in his prime. You need, you know, someone to come out of a second or a third round to hit big, and it's so hard to do. It's, you know, to hold Brandon Bean's feet to the fire about, well, why haven't you drafted an all-pro? It ain't that easy, you know, and that was what the Bills were up against this offseason, probably have been up against the last few years, and it was just not an offseason where it seemed like that guy was going to be available, so take as many swings as he can.
Thad, last one for me, and the NBA has been a lot of fun this spring. What's your prediction for the final?
Oh, man. Right this second, Oklahoma City winning last night to me was a big deal. You know, that was a team that had the talent. They've got the potential A1, you know, driver player in Shai. It was just a matter of, can you be mature enough to beat a team like Denver in the playoffs? Now, look, the Nuggets can win the next two and still advance anyway. But, you know, when you look around at who's left, probably the Knicks, you know, up 3-1 with no Tatum. Indiana's already advanced. You know, Golden State without Curry for who knows. I'm not a huge Minnesota fan, although I feel like I might be dismissing them. And Denver's obviously won a championship, so they're legit. But to me, the team that has the A1 talent to be a champ is Oklahoma City. It's just a matter of, are they mature enough to get it done? I will say this. I'd be stunned if one of the East teams wins. I don't believe in the Knicks in a big, long series against a really top-level team. I know they were up 3-1 against Boston, and the Tatum injury didn't have anything to do with you know, winning game four. They were also down by 20 in the first three games. And, you know, games one and two, the Knicks winning both of those is a borderline miracle. So Oklahoma City, Denver, even Minnesota, I'd almost prefer the Western team. And I don't buy into Indiana at all as a championship-level team. Sure, a great run against Cleveland, but, you know, Cleveland was kind of the Eastern version of OKC in that you got to show me you can do it before I believe in you. So give me a Western team to win. And if Oklahoma City finishes off Denver, I like them a lot.
Thad, talk about your coverage here. We got the Amherst getting their playoff series underway against Laval. We've got the schedule released tonight. We know you're on top of all of it tonight.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't know if there's enough time in the show. You know, I think they're going to have to do an extra half hour just for me. But, yeah, we'll have Rachel Leibert is live over at Blue Cross Arena. She's got reports at 5 and 6. She'll also have a wrap-up of the game. We'll have plenty of highlights tonight at 11. And then when it comes to the Bills' schedule, my reaction will be on the website later tonight. You know, so, I mean, what isn't going on today? It's an awesome day of sports.
Thad, appreciate the time. Enjoy this great night ahead. Thanks so much, bud.
Hey, always happy to be on with you guys.
Appreciate it, Thad. Thad Brown, News 8 sports director, stopping by the sports bar. Yeah, Thad didn't push back on the schedule either. I mean, like, that schedule, I feel like, it's not confirmed. It won't be confirmed until 8 o'clock, but I think it's kind of been accepted that this is going to be the Bills' schedule that we've been discussing all afternoon.
Boy, it's sometimes like, okay, as we're kind of absorbing it, digesting it, I like it more and more.
Yeah.
I mean, what is there not to like? If you're going to complain about, oh, four of the first six games are in prime time.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, good. That's fine.
Good.
Yeah, and you know what? After the bye week, you have one prime time game. That's it. A Thursday night in Houston.
It just looks like there's so many opportunities on this schedule for them to stack wins. And I'll say it, that today was, after seeing the order and knowing who they were going to play was one thing. Seeing the order and how it lays out for the Bills, it's really hard for me to see anything worse than five losses. I know Thad pushed back a little bit on that. Hey, look, they could be a 10-7 team. That could absolutely happen.
Sure,
the divisional games are always tough. Divisional games, you never know. I'm going beyond that at this point with this team, with this quarterback, with where they are, with what they're expected to accomplish. I think five wins is the floor. I think the ceiling is, or five losses, I should say, is the floor. I think the ceiling for this team is the one seed and a two-loss season, a two-loss campaign. And when you see how it stacks up, how it looks, it's doable. It's really doable. I've yet to see a Bills fan not excited about this schedule.
Nitpicky things.
That's really it. And if you want to talk about a team that has a gripe, the Giants. The Giants' schedule is not favorable for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. I am nervous that they're not going to make it to their bye week, which is week 14.
So how do you mitigate that if you're the coach and you're the GM? You're not putting Jackson Dart in there with the tough schedule. You're going to, you know, trot out the veterans. You'll have one fun game at Jameis. Russell Wilson will do his thing. You will fart your way to four wins. And
I don't think Jameis is on this team. I think it's Russ. I think it's Jackson Dart.
And then
it's Tommy DeVito. I think Jameis finds a, you know, maybe they find a trade partner. I don't know. Or they just release him at the end of training camp. But Washington, Dallas, Kansas City, Chargers, their first 4 weeks. Point to a win. I mean, maybe the divisional game surprises some people. They're both on the road. They're both early window kickoffs. You have Kansas City Sunday night, week 3.
Back to the Bills schedule here, Danger. What's the best road trip for a Bills fan from Rochester? Because you've got some possibilities here. Okay, let's start off with Carolina, because I'm just thinking that's not going to be a tough ticket to get in Charlotte. It's just not. It's kind of a so-so fan base. But then you get Miami in November. If you can swing that, that's fantastic. But I'm just going back to a couple short drives. Pittsburgh on the Sunday of Thanksgiving week. You could make that nice long weekend, maybe take Monday off, and then Cleveland on December 21st. Now, Thad brought up a good point. Like, who knows? Maybe Shador, maybe there's some magic. You don't know. But if the Browns are going to be the Browns, and season ticket holders are dumping their tickets because they don't want to watch Joe Flacco or whoever, I would get it. I would think that would be a really fun way to start your holidays.
I have a feeling we're going to be hearing this a lot through the course of this season. Boy, Bills fans, they just travel so well. They've taken over Hard Rock Stadium. They've taken over.
What was it, Carolina? Bank of America Field? Yeah, whatever it is.
Right. We'll dive into this schedule week by week, game by game, next during happy hour. Love your reaction as well at 866-4326. A couple of comments on the YouTube channel. Appreciate that as well. We're streaming live from 3 until 6 every afternoon at The Fan Rochester on both YouTube and Twitch. Like and subscribe while you are there. You can always hear us in the free-to-download Odyssey app, even on your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.